WTN0TR.
Good morning, old man. Been hollering at you all morning.
I've been out with the birds and the chickens and all doing chores around here. And I had to put on a new pair of shoes, so I had to change the inserts and clean up the other ones and just come in and sit down. I had the radio on for quite a while here, but I didn't hear you call.
Inspection to do this morning, so I started calling you when I went out on that. That was about 9:45, and then I got through at about 10:15. I hollered for you again, and then when I got out of the biscuitville and having me a honey bun and a cup of coffee, I called you again. So I figured you were all over the place, but not around your radio.
I guess we ate breakfast about 9, and I was here for quite a while. Watched a little TV, and Bernice went out and picked raspberries, and that's when I went outside. But there's been a lot of QRM on here, if you know what I mean, and one that interrupts conversations and such that I don't want to mess with. And so I've been avoiding it quite a bit, and I think you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah, I turned the radio off yesterday because of that. And anyway, yeah, I had to ride over a place that's 3.7 miles from my house and did a property inspection, just about 6 or 7 pictures, and fill out a form and come home and upload it all, and I got done with it, so that's 2 down this week.
At least you got to doing something. I think that I feel a lot better when I do, but it's funny, you said you turned off the radio. Bernice came in when I was changing my shoes, and she said the same thing yesterday. She said, I turned off the radio because I know you didn't want to hear that. And that's all I can do. But I don't know. I just don't want to deal with him. He's got 3 strikes with me, bad operating and doing bad things. And 3 strikes is all you get. But, I'm working in. I got a little work I got to do down there. I forgot to turn on the big circulating fan yesterday because we didn't go down last night. Never got around till 9 o'clock. Matt was calling the net, and I just got out of the shower, so I got dressed and ran in here real quick and signed in, but I was late. But I heard you, and I heard Chris, and glad to hear everybody's all right. And boy, he got up to me fast. It was 9:05, and he'd already passed my, you know, first part of my group, and I hurried up and checked in, so it was nice to hear you guys chime in there. But, God, is it humid outside? Man, I imagine you know that. It's 82, but it's 83% humidity. It feels like 92, and Bernice is still out pulling weeds out of the garden out front. Duh. This is your OTR.
Like I said, I've been out in it and got out early and got done with it so I could get back in the house. So, I just wondered how things were going the last couple of days. I hadn't talked to you, so I just thought I would give you a holler and see what's going on here. Got a few things I need to do on the computer and get a few more things done out of the way. So, waiting on the other computer to boot up so I can do some stuff on the, and it's done gone wacko on me. Let me get back over here to it and figure out why it didn't boot like it was supposed to. It went back to the first screen and hasn't done anything. So, anyway, I'll talk to you a little bit later. N0TR, W2T.
Okay, Rusty. Well, Bernice's hip and her knee are much, much better now, just taking ibuprofen. They just increased it to 600. I doubt if she'd done that this morning, but when she gets to feeling better, she immediately stops any kind of medications, and I guess that's a wise thing to do. But we're still going to get it checked next month, get an orthopedic guy to look at it. And I got to order me another pair of shoes from Hollybird Sports, I guess it is. And it's the only place I can find a 13B is in Baker, and or Bravo, to be right. And I hate to do that because they're not cheap for tennis shoes anymore. But when they start wearing out, it gets to where I can't walk, so they last about 3-4 months. And let's see, the last pair I bought was $139.95, and I had an $8 gift certificate, so I got them for $131. So if I can't find them on sale, I'll wait around till they are. Anyways, take care, and we'll catch you down the line. I hope you enjoyed that joke yesterday. That clown one was pretty cute. I got that from a good radio friend, too. W2T in 0TR73 is Rusty.